This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. And we are back again this week with another exciting episode for you. Today, we are talking about how to build a personal brand. And I have a brand consultant with me on the show today, right? So the amazing thing about today's episode is some people don't even know why they should consider building a personal brand. Some people don't even know what a personal brand is. And that is all we'll be looking at today. I have Joseph Etsim with me today. If you know or if you've heard of Young People Connect Africa, if you've heard of that before, then I am with the founder on the show today. Today we are going to look at everything personal branding. He's going to take us all on the journey to personal branding and all of those amazing things you're going to do on the show today. So welcome. Thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you for joining me today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege and I don't take it for granted. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's an honor to have you. I am so excited to host you on the show today. So we want to look at personal branding. Before we go into that, you are big on personal branding. You are big on youth. Your program is amazing. I've followed your program virtually for a while, but you're doing so well. So who is Joseph Etsim? Tell us all you do, all you are up to, and all you've done. So let's meet you personally.
Okay, thank you so much for this. Sincerely, I'm excited to be here, right? Already, my name is Joseph Etsim. People like calling me JJ, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a brand consultant. I'm an expert in that. I've been doing it for a couple of years, about 8 years now, okay. Right? And I'm also the founder of Young People Connect Africa. It's a community of, I think it's a fast-growing community of young people, skilled young people that are driving change in Africa. And one of the things we try to do with that community is we try to connect young, creative, and amazing guys together in a platform where they could brainstorm, they could just share ideas and, you know, drive change, solve problems in different sectors, right? But focusing on what we are handling today, I think I would like to focus on the branding part of Joseph, right? Yeah. So one of the things I do is I help personal brands, I help communities, I help organizations to build visibility for what they're doing. And this is the reason. The reason is because a lot of people that have access, they have knowledge, they have good products, right? These are the people that are always very shy to come forward, right? And for a lot of people, they don't believe that what they have is good enough, right? Yeah. They don't believe that what they have should be known. Some people believe that their idea has a particular time when it can be valid. And I don't think I accept that kind of limiting idea, because for me, one of my philosophy is every idea has a lifespan.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Whatever idea you have, there's a timeline for it. Yeah. Right? And there's a famous quote I love so much. I tell people that when God gives you an assignment, right, and you choose when you want to execute, you may be irrelevant when you think you're ready. I'll say that again. Mm. When God gives you an assignment, and you choose when you want to execute, right, you may be irrelevant when you think you're ready. And this is what that means. It means that for your message that you think is valid, the time, let's say this 2022, you say, okay, I want to put some things together so that by 2025, I would execute that. Now, what that means is God gave you a message that is tied to a certain people, right? So for instance, whatever I'm supposed to be saying now to this particular audience, it's for them, it's timely. Right, so that if I say I'm not supposed to be here, they're not supposed to hear me now, blah 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 blah, it means that because I've chosen my own time to execute, there are people that have missed out on an instruction that should help their destiny.
Yeah,
right. So when people tell me that I'm shy, I'm not a social media person, I'm not a this, I'm not a that, it's simply saying that you are a lazy person, and whatever it was supposed to take for you to execute your assignment, you are not ready to pay the price to learn this. So personal branding for me is simply your ability to get your message out there, right? is your ability to live your purpose, is your ability to unearth your uniqueness, that thing which is special about you, that thing which is tied to you, your ability to share that with the world. Mm-hmm. And the moment we understand that, it makes it easy for everybody to show up. Because sometimes when we say show up, people will just, I'm not a social media person now, I'm not a this now. So they decide to come on social media and 2 weeks, they blah, blah, they disturb, and that's all. Yeah. But I would like to use this analogy for those that are listening to me. I'm sure everybody knows about Jesus, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For those that know him as the Son of God, this is what happened. So now, when people are scared, I'm trying to explain this now. When people are scared of coming forward, and especially using the social media, one of the things I like asking people, and I'd like to ask our audience here today, is, was Jesus Christ on social media? He was not.
Mm-hmm.
But because he understood that there was a message, he prepared to execute that mandate, right?
Mm-hmm.
He prepared to preach that message. And one of the things we now enjoy is the Bible.
Yeah.
So now the Bible is a transfer of a message that was preached by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me try to explain what I'm trying to say is social media is just an option.
Mm.
Right?
So yeah.
If you have a message, social media is simply an option. There are a lot of people that if I mention their name now, they were never on social media. But for the next 20 years, their message will still be known.
Yeah.
The thing they did will still be known. Every child that comes to this earth, at least at this level, there is a name. If I mention now, it strikes a chord. For instance, Lucky Dube.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Dube. Why? Because his kind of music had a message.
Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley. His kind of music had a message. But will you say they were on social media? No.
No.
Social media has just become a platform, right? So I'm trying to help us, you know, get rid of that limiting mindset, first of all, because one of the issues people have is not the social, is not the building, is breaking from that mindset. The moment you break out from that mindset, every other thing is at the speed of light,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but we understand that there is something that, there's a potential we have, there is a gift we have, and we need to share that gift with the world. Now, where you are going to share that gift will not be a factor, right? It will not be a problem for you. It will only help you to understand and embrace it. For instance, I have something to give you. All I need to, first of all, accept is that I need to give you that gift.
Yes.
Because if I don't accept it, it doesn't matter if you are in Abuja with me here or in Nigeria here with me, I will not want to give you that gift.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I accept that I want to give you that gift, it doesn't matter if you're in Lagos, if you're in Dubai, if you're in the USA, it's all I'm going to be asking is, what means can I use?
You'll find a way.
I'll find a way.
Yes.
Right. So for everybody that has a message, this is for you. Personal branding is for you.
Hmm.
Right? So now one of the things you want to ask yourself is, my message, what are the current options available for me to convey this message? So call your message a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best, what are the current available options for me to pass this gift to those that should enjoy it?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when we understand that, then the next thing that we'll be talking about will become very helpful, right? Because one of the things I want to talk about today is personal branding. Number one is your ability to get noticed, right? Your ability to get noticed. So now, you have a message. How do you get noticed?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Jesus went to Jerusalem, one of the things he did was trying to be noticed. People have to know that he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that the multitude, there was always a place where the Bible said, the multitude gathered, so that the people can now gather and do what? And listen to his message.
True.
Right, and after this message was preached, it was passed to generation to generation in a Bible. And the Bible is what? A media.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is a media. Social media is a media. Social media is a media. It's a means of transporting your message to a particular audience.
Yeah.
Right, and I think one of the things we miss out is a lot of people think that people on other platforms are spirit. So it affects how they see their strategy, right? So if I understand that, like, you're on social media, we met on social media, right? So yeah. Whatever I'm saying to anybody, it's more like I'm saying it to you.
True.
Because you're a human being. Yeah. It means whatever I'm saying can help you, can help those in your community. Why? You are human beings. So it's just for people to understand that what I have now is really valid. The method I have now is really valid, and it's for particular people, and it can save their business, it can save their services, it could save their growth, it could help skyrocket their career. And what do I have to do? Share that gift. Simply share that gift, right? So how do you get noticed?
That's the first.
How do you get noticed? Now, one of the ways you want to get noticed is your ability to understand that what I have, first of all, is valid.
True.
Right? What I have is unique. What I have is special.
Mm-hmm.
What I have can help people. What I have can save life, right? What I have can help people improve their businesses. What I have can help people build their portfolio. What I have can help people to take their business from point A to point B.
Yeah.
The moment you accept that, then the other thing will now be in place, right? So how do you get noticed? But the question now is, before you ask yourself, how do you get noticed? You must ask yourself, why do you want to be noticed? People don't ask that question.
Exactly.
People just think they just want to help people. No. Why do you want to be noticed? Why exactly do you want to be noticed?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can understand your why, then personal branding becomes very key.
Mm.
When you understand your why, personal branding becomes a priority. Because for a lot of people, building a personal brand is not a priority. They believe that I should build a business, I should do this, I need to grow my this, I'll do personal branding later on. But that's not it. Personal branding is your engine. Without personal branding, your business can never grow. People will never buy. So now, personal branding is your ability to be liked by people. Because people don't like your product, they will not want to buy from you.
Sure.
So the question is, how do you get people, first of all, to like your product?
Yeah.
How do people, how personal branding is not my person. How do I get people to like my personality?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get people to know me? How do I get people to engage with what I'm doing? It's simply you deciding to help. When you decide to help people, you get noticed. For instance, we're currently in a period where people are preparing for the next election in Nigeria, right? And there are a lot of things that people need. We're in a season where a lot of people are trying to skyrocket their career. There are a lot of things that people need. People are having relationship issues. They need help. People are having, they're hungry. They need help. People are deficit of knowledge. They need help. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you put yourself in that gap, right? The moment you are able to put yourself in that gap, understanding that there's a problem, you are now noticed. Because everybody is selfish. Not everybody wants to help.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to help.
True.
So if there's a beggar at a particular junction, right, the beggar may not remember those that passed. It is
of
only
course.
Those that gave money that they'll remember.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, if there's a particular person that is always passing that particular maybe path every day, maybe once in a while, and you're always dropping stuff for them, they will remember you.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question is, how do you become remembered? How do you, one, the first one was what? How you get noticed. And the second one is how you can be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not remembered, the third point will not matter. You cannot be paid. That's the third point I wanted to read about, how to dwell on how you can be remembered. If you are not remembered, you cannot be paid. And this is where a lot of people miss it. People don't understand that there's a lot you need to do for you to be remembered.
Mm.
And I'll use this analogy. There's something I like. I like using this illustration whenever I'm talking about personal branding. Now, imagine you want to get a guy, right? And I'm a guy, imagine I want to get a lady. What do I need to do? First of all, understand that this person you are trying to get their attention, they don't know you. It's possible. They don't know you.
Yeah.
They may not know you. They may not, even though they know you, they may not like you.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they like you, they're not convinced that they want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they want to be with you, they don't understand why they want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, using this illustration, one of the things you want to do first is put yourself in a place where getting a lady or a guy, you must understand the first thing that is very hard. So getting noticed is very hard. Just walk up to a lady, even though she was your friend before, once you say that question, once you go that route,
defense is put up. Yeah.
So there's a defense.
Yes.
Everything changes. So the big question is, what strategies do you want to put in place so that this person can, first of all, like you?
Mm-hmm.
Like the person now is interested in being attracted to you. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things you can do. First of all, you will not go the first day and ask the person out or something like that. You will just start being you just want to be a friend.
Yeah.
You want to keep communication alive. You want to be talking to the person once in a while. You know, at some point, you want to now improve on your communication.
Yes.
Why? Because you want to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you pass the first stage, this first test, the person is now comfortable with talking to you. One of the next thing you want to do is what? To be liked. How do you get liked? You understand, what does this person like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
What does this person like? What can I do to help this person?
Yeah.
For instance, I could just call the person and say, okay, I'm coming from Lagos. I don't need to call the person. I'm coming from Lagos. There's something I could just get. Okay, Joseph, you do this. I've been seeing that you do a lot of branding stuff. You've been doing a lot of things with young people. You do a lot of things with the media. And I've noticed that there's a post you made one time that there's a particular light or microphone that you needed. And I just got this for you.
Mm-hmm.
What that, Joseph? Things would just change. He's just glued to you. He's now interested in you. Because for you to do that, there's a level of sacrifice you put. And okay, Joseph wants to give you a second thought. Who is this person? Okay. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, there is now a connection, right? And it is only when you have a connection that you can now go to the next point to sell what you have, to make profit. Now, this is what people make. This is the mistake people do. They have ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they have products, they have services. Immediately they create their Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube account. The next video they post, they want to sell. You don't do that. Now, this is what they're trying to do. The same way you don't go to a lady or a guy and you ask them, I want to be your girlfriend, I want to be your boyfriend, I want to marry you, I want to do this. That's the same way you don't go on the first date and you say you want to sell something to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has a defense already.
Yeah.
Everybody has a defense already. Who is this guy? Why should you ever say that to me? There's a defense, there is conflict, there is friction, there is this uncertainty. Rather than you risking that,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the things you want to do is what? To build, and that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
How do you build your personal brand? Right? So how do you consistently get noticed? Number one, be different. If you are not different, you'll be forgotten.
Hmm. Wow.
If you are not different, you'll be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, sorry, I'm going to still go through this route, right? The particular guy will always come to the lady and always maybe ranting, talking about a particular issue, trying to just make her happy. And there's this other guy that will just come. Please, can I use your pen? The girl will say, no, I'm using it. She'll say, I beg, please, just... Whatever response he gives, because it's different from the other approach that this other guy's had taken before, she will just, who is this rude guy?
Mm.
Who is this sweet guy?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this kind of guy? So one of the things you want to do is to be different. How is your personality different? Now, a lot of people get to understand this, that people are doing content, everybody's doing content now, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not.
There's something else.
It doesn't matter if we have 13,000 young men coming to a particular lady, there's a particular person she would like. Why? Because that one person is different. Maybe she has sampled it that everybody came with a particular style, but there was this guy, he was just different. This other guy, they talk, they will never give anything. But this other guy, he doesn't talk a lot, but he gives difference. So I, one of the things that I also like using is the comedy industry, for instance, right? We have a lot of comedians, but we have few different comedians.
Yeah.
And until you are different, you cannot break the internet. You cannot buy attention for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question is, how are you different? When you go to the market to get stuff, right? And maybe you love sneakers. And you saw a lot of white sneakers. Maybe Nike, for instance, a lot of white sneakers. It doesn't matter how sophisticated that sneaker may look. It is that particular sneaker that looks different. Maybe gray color or something. That's the one you may want to get. Why? You just believe that maybe not everybody has. Just want to different. Have something. Yeah. So when people come to your platform, to your timeline, or whatever option you decided to use to share that gift. Remember we talked about sharing gift. Whatever platform you now decide to share that gift. When people now are now glued to you, are now connected to you, one of the things that will make them stay is your difference. Now, there are a lot of, let's say, for instance, if you're a Christian listening to me right now, right? There are a lot of pastors, and it doesn't matter how they try to sound. Like, there's just how, for them, they are sharing their gift, but there is how they sound. You know, this person is sounding like this person. Mm-hmm. This person is sounding like this person. And one of the things that pisses people off is when you hear them sound like that, you want to go to the real person and listen.
Yeah, exactly.
This person, no matter their energy, no matter how much of sweat they exert, you don't care. You want to go back to the other person.
Original.
The original person. So the big question is, are you different? Are you different? Number two is, are you creative?
Mm-hmm.
Are you creative? If you are not creative, you'll be forgotten. People are tired of what is normal. They want something new. They want an alternative, right? So what strategy, what creativity are you bringing to the table, right? So everybody is doing content. Everybody is doing personal branding. Everybody is doing conferences. Everybody is doing seminars. Everybody is writing ebooks. Everybody is doing every stuff. Everybody is selling food. Everybody is doing therapy, all the stuff. Everybody is doing YouTube. So the question is, what are you bringing to the table that is different?
Mm.
That is creative. How creative are you, right? Now, one of the things that people don't understand is they focus so much on what they don't have, right? For instance, okay, I want to start creating videos on YouTube now, but I don't have a camera. That is where creativity comes in. Creativity is your ability to use what you have.
Mm-hmm.
To make your audience forget about what you don't have.
I don't have facts.
Okay, because all this, like the comedians you watch, for instance, most of them, what they use is their phones to shoot.
Yeah.
But because they end up making you laugh, you forget that.
Forget that. Exactly.
So now the problem now is when they watch you and you are not creative, you are not different, one of the things they now notice is all the things you do not have. Mm. At this person, the camera quality is even bad.
Very low.
look at the dress. I can't even hear what they are saying. So they are now noticing plenty of things. But when you are different, right, people forget about what you don't have. Mm. So it doesn't matter if all you have is a phone. How are you able to use your phone? Mm. Now, there are a lot of people that have not been able to show up because they claim they don't have a camera.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do YouTube. They want to do this. They are not doing it. Why? They claim they don't have the camera. I don't have the equipment. I don't have the tools. I don't have. But the message you have, what platforms have you been able to leverage on, right? So if you have a message, there are different ways, different options for you to do that. Mm-hmm. You could use videos, use like what you're doing now, podcast. You could use Twitter. You could just tweet, screenshot, and post on your Instagram. There are different ways for people to hear you. There are different ways for people to remember you. There are just
no
different
excuse.
Ways.
No
the
excuse.
Big question is, the person is not serious. So the big question is, are you ready to leverage on all the available options? We've talked about being different. We've talked about your creativity. Now, the final thing I'll say here before I take questions is, what is your strategy?
Mm.
What is your strategy? People show up without a strategy. If you have a message, what is your strategy to reach your people? What is your strategy?
That's a big question.
Doesn't people miss it? I want to have an online bootcamp. What is your strategy? I want to sell an ebook. What is your strategy? The same way you want to get a lady or a guy to like you, what is your strategy? Now, let me shock you guys, right? If you want to get a lady or a guy to like you, do you know that you can spend 2 years plotting your graph?
Mm.
You can spend 2 years.
Mm.
You can spend 2 years. You can spend 2 weeks. The 2 weeks, all you are doing for that, you told yourself, these 2 weeks, I'm not asking her any questions. I'm not asking her name. I'm not asking her a contact. I'm not asking her for anything. I'm not asking him for anything. All I'm trying to do is just to make him notice me. So do you know what you do? Every time you pass, you greet, good morning. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. For 2 weeks. Then one day, maybe he'll see you in church. Your face looks familiar.
Mm.
It's not because your face looks familiar. It's because he has seen you enough. Not to forget you.
True.
He has seen you enough. She has seen you enough not to forget you. So now when you understand that, okay, the first 2 weeks is just to get noticed. The next question is, what will be the next phase of my strategy is to just have a conversation, just the conversation. So it could be the next time you see the person, okay, wow, you stay around here, you worship here, you live here, you work here, and blah, blah, blah. You exchange conversations and that is it. Gradually, there is a bond being created.
Yes,
right? So if you apply the same strategy to your audience, it works magic. So when you decide to show up to communicate what you have to your audience, how do you want to get noticed? What and what do you want to be doing for you to be remembered, for you to be liked, for you not to for you not to be seen as a fraud? Okay, what do you want to do? And I think that if we pay attention to these things, then building a personal brand will work magic, right? Because personal branding is simply what? On acting your uniqueness, just being different, just deciding to help
your gifts,
just sharing what you have, sharing your gifts with the world. And if you understand this, then you're good to go. So I hope this made sense. There's a personal branding is just so broad. I just tried to simplify this because of the time we have, and I hope this made sense. So thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was precise, straight to the point, and that was so compact. Thank you so much. Thank you, Joseph. Now, before we go, I want to just ask this, because you know you've mentioned sharing your gift, and you've also talked about the point of uniqueness and all of that. But then it's one thing to start, right? It's also wanting to maintain a certain standard and grow from there. I feel like sometimes people get noticed, you know, but they get to a point where it feels like they are capped. They don't know how to move to the next level. So people at that point, what should they do, or what kind of ideas do you think they need to apply to be able to go to the next level of their personal brand?
Okay, this is very simple, and I would like to share this. Now, the world has made everything very easy, and at the same time, very hard. Now, let me explain what I mean. There is a price for every next level you want to have access to. There is a price. So now, if I understand that my next level, this is what it will cost me, the question is, am I willing to pay the price? Now, because a lot of people know the price they need to pay, but they're not willing to pay the price. They just want it just like that. Right. So understand that for this next level, who's currently at that next level? Where is this person? How can I have access to that information that will take me to the next level? Right. For instance, Joseph has what I need in personal branding, and he has been able to gain results in maybe organizing conferences, connecting with people, connecting with industry leaders, building a personal brand for himself. How can I hack the information, the tools, the strategy that he's currently using? Because he's always giving opportunities for people to come learn these things. So when you understand that Joseph is like your next level, the question now is, how do you plug in? Because there is an information that Joseph has that you need access to, right? So I'm happy because of something like this that you're doing, because there are a lot of people that need access to this next level. So when they listen to this, their next level is now activated. So next level is simply seeking the information that is required for your next level, whether it's free, whether it's paid, right? And the funny thing is, there are a lot of people that always check YouTube, how to become a billionaire on YouTube. And the funny thing is, if YouTube was going to help you, then why is everybody not a billionaire? Everybody that watched that video, maybe you see 400 million people that watched the video, but they're not billionaires. Why? Because there's an information for your next level. Watching it is not enough. Are you ready to take action?
Yeah.
And there is a place for you to learn how to take action. Now, another thing is personal mastery. The mastery of things that are required for your next level. For instance, there's a level of knowledge you need for you to hack your next level, right? There's a level of tools you need for you to hack your next level. And three, there are just people you need. Sometimes it's not in what you know or the tools you use. Is just who took interest in you.
Connections,
Yes, so once somebody takes interest in you, your light moment is here. Okay, so the big question is, what information do you need that can help you hack your next level? I think if people are able to understand that and pay the price, then they are good to go. So if you want to build a personal brand, who has already built a personal brand that you can pay to learn from? Nigerians, Africans, they like free stuff. That's why they are still where they are. okay? And those that are making moves, those that are making magic are those that pay premium money. True. Now, people don't understand this, but the money and things I pay for me to be where I am, people don't understand it. So I'm always paying for something, right? Mm-hmm. So your next level, are you willing to pay the price?
Price.
And if you are willing to pay the price, have you paid the price? So I hope this helps. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I like how you ended it. It's not just being willing to pay the price. Have you even paid the price already? Because it's one thing to be willing. It's another thing to take the next step to paying the price. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you very, very much for this. I am grateful. Now, before we finally go, people are probably going to connect with you after listening to this episode. How do they connect with you? If people want to join your community, is it free? How do they connect with you? How do they join your community? Yeah.
Okay, simply search on Facebook, Young People Connect Africa on Facebook, and you are in. It's free to join. It's a private group. We have over 6,000 people there currently, right? So all you need to do is to search on Facebook, Young People Connect Africa on Facebook. It's a Facebook group. There's a page, but if you want the community stuff, is Young People Connect Africa. Select the group option and join. And also, you could just follow me on Instagram at I am Joseph Etim, and you are connected. And that's just it. It's free. So there are other materials you could always get, you know, but then just go to this platform, this free, you know, and stuff like that.
You know,
that's how we roll.
That's how we roll. That's definitely how we roll. Thank you so much, Joseph. I appreciate this. Thank you for coming on the show and for sharing. Now, guys, if you are listening and see, 20, 30, 40 minutes is not enough to unpack all that Joseph has when it comes to personal branding. Yeah. This is why I will always encourage to connect with him privately. So you can connect with him on his Instagram handle or join his community already, Seth. Just join his community. Yeah. And I think your last conference was a few months ago. I don't know, you have a yearly or how do you do
it? It's Connect Conference is a yearly program. It's a yearly event where we host industry leaders from different parts of the world. You know, they come to talk about different subjects on how you could hack different sectors. So that's just it. Okay, I have my executive personal branding class. The replays are still up. You know, if you want to have access, you want to join the waiting list, the link is always on my Instagram bio. And there's this August, I've not announced it yet. This August, we'll be having like a hangout for those in Abuja, those experts in Abuja. We'll be having a hangout very soon. So for those that are connected, they will always get the information. So you want to be connected and just join our platform to have this information at your fingertips. So that's it.
Yes, I know what community does. So if you are around Abuja or you are a young person and you want to connect with Joseph's community, just do that immediately. You will greatly benefit. I don't even need to talk much on that because there is so much. I followed you for a while, so I know how much your Instagram account is loaded with stuff, information and all of that. And of course, your master classes are... I don't even know how much that will be if your free classes are this compact and too much. The master class is really master. All right, so thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate this. And we will talk again next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Did you enjoy that episode with Joseph Etim? If you have been wondering if personal branding is a thing for you, you heard him. It's not even negotiable. It's something you should start working on right now. You should start looking for avenues to share your gifts, right? It's not something you should think twice. Start sharing your gifts. But there is something he said that I think is very profound. There is a time of growth for everything, right? So start curating your gift and start sharing your gift. You may not get noticed immediately, but consistency will get you there. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. And remember, I will come your way again next week with another exciting episode. This is a show that seeks to inspire, inform, and educate you. We will be back next week with another exciting episode. Stay tuned, guys, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
inaendeshwa na AfriPods.